Economic uncertainty in Russia produces new opportunities for the gospel. What changed in Romania since the Christmas Day Revolution? And translators are celebrating the Old Testament with a lot of hoopla. That's all on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russia's turned to soft capital controls to offset the tailspin of the ruble this week. The declining ruble combined with the falling oil prices have economists predicting a recession worse than 2008. President of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakhuba, says Russians are panicking, which is when outreach thrives.
I believe that God creates more opportunities for the gospel to get preached, to train next generation, to help churches to get the gospel out of their walls into their communities.
Rakhuba says Russia's aggressive international plans are on hold right now, but Mission Eurasia's Gift of Hope outreach is moving forward.
We plan to distribute 30,000 gifts of hope to needy children. People in Russia are giving less because of the economical turmoil. And we really want your listeners to continue praying, but also continue giving.
There's still time to give. Russian Christmas is January 7th. Next, 25 years ago, Romania threw off the yoke of communism and overthrew its dictator on Christmas Day. In the wake of revolution, what's changed for the better? Bethany Christian Services' Lexi Damacus explains.
People finally learned that there are many, many children that have been cared by the state and not properly cared. And I think that has prompted a lot of international attention in the beginning to help address the issues.
Bethany was one of the first groups on the ground to organize and create an infrastructure.
Romanians now understand that the children will grow better in families and the importance of quality care and nurturing have on children in their first years of life.
And that led to foster care programs. Bethany also works to preserve families that are still struggling. The gospel weaves through everything. Here's the current challenge.
Not many of the children can move to foster families because there are not enough.
Your support can change a child's life. Details at our website. This is Mission Network News. Today, there are thousands of unreached people groups. These peoples don't have a community of believing Christians with adequate people and resources to evangelize their own people. And since the unreached are a priority for Send International, they've established MDE, Marketplace Development Enterprises.
We want to have that holistic touch where we are not simply just helping them live better, giving them clean water, giving them jobs, but also embedding in those trust relationships now the gospel of Jesus that can transform their lives and futures.
Send is recruiting Christian interns, entrepreneurs, and business people.
People who are taking jobs, tent makers, people who are creating jobs, business people, they are going to be able to access some areas that are very difficult for the typical traditional missionary to access.
If you think you can help Send International with your expertise, just go to our website. And you know the suspense of waiting to finish the end of a really good book, don't you? How about waiting to read the beginning? Well, after many years waiting for a translation of the Old Testament, the Hoopla people of Papua, Indonesia finally have the full Bible. Mike Brown of Mission Aviation Fellowship.
We're here to celebrate the finishing of the complete Bible in the Hoopla language. So this is it. This is exciting stuff for us. We've been partnering with the missionaries that have been working to translate this thing for years and years and years. And so it's just great to be able to come and join them in the celebration.
It's hard to imagine what the hoopla were going through.
Sometimes we as Americans, Westerners, take it for granted too often that this has just been around since we were kids. And for them, this is the first day the full Bible has been in their hands.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder. Merry Christmas.